It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. Next, we have a story about a road. It's a dirt road that leads to a lake in the middle of a forest in northern Wisconsin. The road cuts through a wetland, and it sparked a big debate about environmental protection in the little town of Presque Isle. As NPR's Kathleen Schock reports, the road highlights how difficult it is to enforce federal laws that are supposed to protect the nation's marshes and swamps.
For as long as anyone in the area could remember, North Crab Lake seemed lost in time, clear as glass and surrounded by trees. You could reach it by canoe or by hiking along an overgrown logging road, up rocky hills and down into soggy valleys blanketed with ferns. All that changed last spring when a developer started building the new road. It slices deep into the hills and rises high above the valleys. In places, its reddish-brown banks are 100 feet wide. It looks like a highway made of dirt. This summer, near the end of the road, there was a confrontation. On one side, there were some local landowners. On the other, representatives for the developer. The neighbors suspected the road violated federal laws that protect wetlands. For months, they'd been attending meetings and calling local and state officials to ask someone to look into the matter. They'd gotten nowhere. Then they heard that these same officials had come to North Crab Lake to look at the road. So they set off, a half-dozen gray-haired retirees determined to make their case. Karen Toburin paused along the way to point to things that worried her, including places where rainwater had scalloped the road's edges and carried big chunks of it into the wetland below.
There are no silt fences along here, and you can see some of the silt already down on the side of the road right here, all the way down the bottom, moving toward the Presque Isle River, which is between North Crab and Armour Lake.
Her neighbor, Bill Comstock, carried a map. It showed three of the lots the developer had just put up for sale.
The whole development of these three lots is primarily on wetland.
In a sunny clearing, Comstock and his neighbors spotted the officials. They were talking with Adam Johnson, a consultant to the developer. He was not pleased to see them.
As of right now, you're on private property, right now. So if you wouldn't mind just going back by that line over there, that's what we were suggested to do by everybody.
The government officials, are they saying, yeah, we don't want these people here?
It doesn't matter what they want.
It doesn't matter what the government officials want.
No, the property owners want everybody over there.
Johnson ultimately relented. The neighbors got a few minutes to have their say. It did not go well for them.
I cannot believe there is such a ruckus over this.
Jack Harrison, a member of the Presque Isle Town Board, said wetlands aren't the town's responsibility. Ben Peck, who built the road, said he followed the rules.
The county has been here. There are no issues. The town has been here. There are no issues. The town board and the town zoning committee approved the lots and approved the subdivision. If you don't like what was done, then the ordinances need to be changed. You can't stop the development.
Even a state official, Jane Wade, from the Department of Natural Resources, said as far as she could tell, the road was fine.
This was an existing road, and you can fill in an existing road.
I'll point out that the existing road went up there. This is not an existing road. This is a new road.
That's the existing road.
So there wasn't a road. This looks like it was up
there. No, this is not a road. This was never a road. That's the existing road.
This is brand new road.
The neighbors insisted the developer should have gotten a permit from the federal government. Wetlands are protected under the Federal Clean Water Act, they argued, and only the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers can issue permits to fill them. Specifically, they said the developer should have gotten permission from a Corps official named Michael O'Keefe before construction started. Finally, Adam Johnson, the developer's representative, threw up his hands and said, fine.
Would that satisfy everyone if Michael O'Keefe came
here
and said everything's great?
Just like the DNR and the county have?
Would that satisfy this group of people?
That would satisfy me.
We'll have them out here.
2 weeks later, Michael O'Keefe did come out to North Crab Lake, and he decided the neighbors were right about the road.
It's going to end up sliding downward into the adjacent wetland areas. And then it would just cover over the vegetation that's there. So basically what you end up doing is you end up impacting or eliminating that wetland system.
And that's a problem, he says, because the wetland keeps North Crab Lake clean and healthy. O'Keefe says what happened at North Crab Lake is becoming more common.
It just seems to be that activities or construction activities that could potentially impact wetland systems in my area here in northern Wisconsin, there seems to be less reporting of that. It's frustrating. it's real frustrating to see that go on.
Permitting officials pin part of the blame on growing confusion over which wetlands the Clean Water Act actually protects. For decades, the Corps said the Act covered practically any wetland, even a small, isolated one.
If a bird could stop at a wetland, well, then the Corps could assert jurisdiction over it.
Dwayne Desiderio is vice president of the National Association of Home Builders. He says developers and others went to court to challenge that interpretation. The Supreme Court has issued two rulings. David Bookbinder, a senior attorney at the Sierra Club, says the rulings have narrowed the law's reach.
Before it was clear-cut, virtually everything fell under the Clean Water Act jurisdiction. Now the Corps is going to have to prove that a wetland falls under the Clean Water Act, and that is a very, very resource-intensive effort, and the Corps does not have those resources.
Environmentalists say the decisions have also had a chilling effect on the Environmental Protection Agency, which issues fines for wetlands violations. Eric Schaefer headed the EPA's enforcement office in both the Clinton and Bush administrations. He now heads up a group called the Environmental Integrity Project.
In the late 90s, we were bringing about 55 enforcement actions a year, 55 to 60. That's down to 35 to 40 in a typical year in the Bush administration.
He says for the law to work, it has to be clear, and there have to be penalties for breaking it.
And we have a situation now where the law itself has shrunk because of these court decisions and where enforcement is really sporadic. So what you see on paper and what you may take for granted, which is that, you know, wetlands are we recognize that they're valuable and they're protected under the law and you can't willy-nilly just fill them. That's really no longer true.
In Wisconsin, Michael O'Keefe of the Army Corps of Engineers says he's doing the best he can under the circumstances. At North Crab Lake, for instance, he cited the developer for violating the Clean Water Act. He asked him to voluntarily regrade the road and haul out some of the fill.
My first effort is to try to protect the wetland system. I know that the wetland system's been impacted, but my first course of action is to get restoration. And mainly it's through voluntary restoration.
The developer, Rick Ernst, now admits he made a mistake and says he's cooperating.
I was probably at fault because we did disturb part of a wetland. We did need a permit to do that, which they are now granting us after the fact.
Ernst will have to pay $1,000 for his permit, twice the usual cost. But he won't have to regrade the road. Instead, the developer will just dig out some of the mud that's coating parts of the wetland and try to stabilize steep slopes with mats, topsoil, and vegetation. Michael O'Keefe of the Army Corps says it made sense to compromise rather than go to court.
Once you get into enforcement, there's a lot of burden of proof on the federal agency to prove that a wetland system was impacted and what level of impact that was, and then pursue that through the legal channels.
Legal action could take years, he says, and by then the road would already be in the lake. And local permitting experts say the wetland next to North Crab Lake will get more protection than most. They estimate that only 1 in 10 builders in northern Wisconsin who illegally fill wetlands ever gets caught. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News.